Brody defense a big part of the game tonight, and you know, just taking a look at the final numbers, you know, 4 solo tackles, you had 6 assists, you were in on a big 12 yard loss. So, you know, how big was it for you to come out here and just really be able to bust through and be a leader for the defense tonight for the Vandals?
You know, it made me pretty happy that I got the sack. I felt like I was always better than I should have been in the past 4 games, but you know, it just didn't turn out. In this game, I feel like I showed myself what I really am, and that's about it.
Of course, you know, you hear guys, you know, people talking about defensive players, and you know, it doesn't seem like it, but one compliment is when somebody says, hey, that guy's a pest, and that just seemed like you were a pest tonight, getting after the quarterback, you were getting him out of the pocket, making him have to make some big plays, you know. So for the defense, how key was that, not only to get you through there, but then also to get him scrambling and just get the other guys involved on the line too?
Well, when you put pressure on the QB, it's just, you know, it gives him so much pressure that he doesn't know who to throw it to. He doesn't know where his players are. So it's a pretty big key part. They kept putting new players in for me to block, but they couldn't just get it. And the kid in the beginning, he got hurt, I think. So they just kept switching kids, and it didn't help him at all.
Of course, you know, now you guys have come back after that first week loss against Pena. You've reeled off 4 in a row, and you guys have been in some battles. So how big is that, knowing that you guys can come through a battle and you guys can get the ship righted, kind of like you did in the second half here, make the adjustments and be able to pull out a big win, especially when you know going into, you know, the only team that stands in the way you guys becoming playoff eligible is Greenville, and, of course, always the rivalry.
Yeah, Greenville, they beat Pena tonight, I heard, so it's going to be a pretty tough game. Undefeated, but I think we could get them. We should have beat Pena first week. We just had a lot of mental mistakes, and we didn't know our plays right. And we're just going to push through practice this week, watch a lot of film, and get it done with.